Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
Order up.
It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
This week we are continuing our division by division preview in Major League Baseball with the National League East, near and dear to our hearts. Last year, it produced three, count them, three playoff teams. One of them was in the National League Championship Series. Can we get a repeat of that this year? From 5-1, who you got, D?
All right, so first up, I've got everyone's favorite team, the Miami Marlins. I have nothing good to say about the Miami Marlins, so they will come in fifth. Number four, I've got the Nationals. I think Cruz, Wood, and Young will be the outfield of the future. I think the future is bright. I just don't think that's going to start this year. I think they're about 2 years away, but I think they are going to compete at a high level soon. Number three, I've got the team near and dear to your heart. That's the New York Mets. They signed Soto, but the rest of the moves they made this year were not inspiring. Pete Alonso was a bad signing. They missed on Bregman, and they missed on Burns. I've got them coming in third. Number two, I've got the Atlanta Braves. I'm not a homer. I get it. We don't need Fried, but Acuna's back. Olsen should have an MVP-type season. I like Profar, but they're just not going to level up to the Phillies, who they're 1-9 can just bang the fucking ball. I mean, Harper, Schwarber, Scott, Castellanos, Realmuto, they all hit the cover off the baseball. They got two starters in Nola and Wheeler. I do believe in Suarez, but I think this year they know what they have to do to get back to the playoffs, to stay number one, and to compete for a World Series. And I like the idea of them getting Mike Trout midway through the season, assuming he stays healthy. What do you got, Steve?
They're not getting Mike Trout because Mike Trout's not going to be there. So let's try again. So
where's Mike Trout going?
Mike Trout's going to the AARP. He's going to retirement. He's done. Mike Trout is done. Done, dude. Come
How
on.
How many games before he gets hurt?
One. He gets hurt opening day. He's trying to beat out a ground ball, grabs his hammy. And then he goes and sits next to Rendon. Says, "How's your week?" I'm surprised they let you in the building.
Look at the score door, Buddha. I'm doing fine.
We're very close. We are very close in our estimation of the National League East. The Marlins are in DFL. They've got players. They have Alcantara. Like, what is he at this point? Max Meyer, I should say. Cal Quantrill is a rebuilding piece. Like, that's not inspiring in the pitching staff, right? You have Ryan Weathers. Whoopee, whoop-de-doo. Anthony Bender. Edward Cabrera. Some of these guys are furniture movers.
That last guy is dead.
Cross him off then. Like, the one thing that's kind of cool is that they have Griffin.
Yeah, cool.
Kind of cool. They have Griffin Conine, as in Jeff Conine's son. So that's pretty cool. I'll give you that much. So maybe Jeff Conine's son, Griffin, can actually become Mr. Marlin Jr. Like, So possibly, who knows? A lot to be desired here. They got Kyle Stowers and they got Connor Norby from the Orioles, and they are probably the two best players on the team. So that's all you need to know about the Miami Marlins. Number four, I'm with you, the Nationals. They have some players. They have some young players. You know, Mackenzie Gore. You have Abrams. You have a few other pieces. Dylan Cruz, which he may or may not. I mean, we'll see if Cruz makes it. I don't know. They may manipulate his service time a little bit. We'll see. They have Hassel. They got Robert Hassel from the Padres. He is a highly touted prospect. James Wood is there. So you've got some guys, right? I don't know if that's enough. You have Josh Bell as well as your veteran pop. You brought in Nathaniel Lowe. Not exactly inspiring, right? Kiebert Ruiz is your catcher. It's not quite there yet. It's a work in progress. They're further along than the Marlins. They are further along. Number three. See, unlike you, I think the Freed thing will hurt them. I have the Braves in third. Now, not by much. Maybe a game. They're very close. Both teams, my three and my two, are very close. Very similar. Can you expect another lights-out year from Chris Sale like you had last year?
Yes.
No. Absolutely not. Everything had to break perfect. The moon aligned with Saturn and the Romulac system, and it all came together for Chris Sale to, one, miraculously stay healthy, and two, pitch lights-out. I think it was more miraculous that he stayed healthy. I, for one, don't foresee him pitching the entire season. Strider, what are you going to get when he gets back? Lopez, is he going to have the year they had last year? All signs point to no. You got to watch out guys who have these career years. They have to do it again. Schwellenbach, he seems like a bright pitcher. Bryce Elder, he seems like you have a bright future with them. Bullpen, you got Johnson, Jimenez, Iglesias, you got players. You got some pitchers out there. The offense is as good as anything, right? They need a catcher right now. Right? Murphy's out. You're not going to go with Chadwick Trump as your opening day catcher. Yasmani Grandal turned down the Braves. I would like to know what the hell that's about.
Good. He sucks.
Sean Murphy's out for the first couple of weeks.
Yeah. So, can you...
can you dig it, sucker?
Can you bank on Acuna staying healthy the entire year? You hope so. But...
Yeah. See why you wouldn't.
And Jerickson Profar's already hurt. Got a bone bruise in his wrist.
That happens. I love Jerickson Profar.
Yeah. So, we'll see.
I'm putting him on my fantasy team.
We will see. Olsen, you hope he has the year he had 2 years ago, where he hit 50-something home runs. So, they'll be good. The Braves will be good. But... still not ahead of these other two teams. I have the Mets narrowly in second place. They're very similar. Both teams are very similar.
Extremely.
So, I'm sorry. Did the Braves get to the NLCS? No, they did not.
No. They also didn't sign a player for $800 million either. No.
Well,
no,
their owner doesn't have it in his couch cushion. Like, he had $800 million in his fucking couch cushion. So, you have right now...
tell me what they got. Tell me about the pitching.
So, right now,
Yeah, right now. Senga?
Senga. Right? He's working his way back. Manaya's hurt. Montas is hurt. But Montas, you weren't expecting much from him anyway. Manaya's going to hurt.
No.
Clay Holmes is going to work in as your number three, is a starter.
Cy Young Award for Clay Holmes.
Hey, you know what? If the experiment works, that would be very intriguing. Because he seemed to take to it. He actually started that game on Sunday that I went to when I was down in Port St. Lucie. And he was able to maintain his velocity. That's what I was looking for. He went almost 5 innings. So if this works, might have a little bit of a steal there. I am not a Clay Holmes fan. So we will see about that. The bullpen is a little bit deeper. You brought in AJ Minter. You brought Stanek back. Buto is there. You have some pieces fortifying the back end of that bullpen. Then you have Edwin Diaz. Offensively, you lose Alvarez for the 6 to 8 weeks as a broken hammock bone. So, realistically, he's missing probably the first 2 weeks of the season. The offense is good enough to withstand that. You have Alonso.
We'll see him in May.
We'll see. 6 to 8 weeks. That's the prognosis.
Yeah. Right.
6 to 8 weeks. So, Alonso, Lindor, Vientos. You have Soto. You have Nimmo, who I expect a bounce back year from. Nimmo was just
can't be any worse than what it was last year, can it?
Swinging for the fence. But he was not playing to his strength last year. Brandon Nimmo's strength is getting on base.
Mm.
Right? Struck out way too much. His walk total was down. His batting average was down. This guy was once one of the most underrated players in baseball. And last year, he really regressed. So he's going to have to be a guy that picks up his game a little bit. Same thing with Jeff McNeil. This dude won a fucking batting title and has regressed so much. So he's got to pick up his game. Because they're going to need them. The Mets are going to need these guys to perform. Marte, he's there just to get traded. It's a matter of time before he gets traded. Tyrone Taylor, can he do what he did last year and be that spark plug? Winker, can he provide the energy that he provided last year? What are you going to get at Jose Siri? Not much with the bat. Good defensive center fielder, but that's about it. So, where they kind of take the route, where they kind of take the lead, is the owner's willingness to spend and this prospect haul that they can turn around and trade, right? Dealing off Verlander, dealing off Scherzer, when they decided to selectively sell 2 years ago, they brought back in a good catch of prospects who are widely regarded around the league. So come trade deadline time, that could fetch a top-of-the-line starter if they need one. Could fetch another bat if they need one. The Mets are in a good spot right now. Injury-wise, you don't want to be where they are. But it is March, right? I would rather be healthy in September and October than in March and April. So, narrowly. With maybe a game difference. It was a game difference last year. So, this year, it's going to swing in favor of the Mets. Number one, by default, you can't argue with it. You can't argue with the Philadelphia Phillies. They can flat out rake. They can absolutely rake. That pitching staff is scary, though. Wheeler, Nola, Taiwan Walker, Ranger Suarez, let's see. Do it again. Christopher Sanchez. Let's see. Do it again. You have Jordan Romano in the back of the bullpen. Not sold. Kirk Ring, he seems to be the goods. 23-year-old, throws gas. Full on gas, just nitro. Alvarado's a question mark. What are you going to get from Jesus Luzardo? Strom. Matt Strom had a decent year. Can he do it again? They'll definitely pummel teams into submission. But there'll also be nights where they get pummeled. That being said, they are still good enough to withstand that. And they're easily in that 95 win range. Just on the bats alone. If they got one more starter, I think that they would be in better shape than they are. Here, Marcus Strom is available. I kid. But those are our picks for the NL East. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutmail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutpodcast. Drop us a line on X at faderoutdnz and let us know who you got in the National League East. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.